Next question. Can someone remarry after the spouse committed adultery for years and left his family? And the answer is no. Okay. I do not believe in divorce, and the Bible does not teach that divorce is ever correct. And often people will bring up the scripture, except to be for the cause of fornication, though. Jesus said, except to be for the cause of fornication. And the important thing to do when you see statements like that is you need to study out the words of the Bible. Because adultery and fornication, although both very grievous sins, are not the same. Adultery is the sinful act that's committed between a person who is married. You know, when he goes out, when he or she goes outside of the boundaries of their marriage and commits that sexual act, that's called adultery. Fornication is when people commit that sexual act and they're not married. And the reason we know that these two are completely different sins, although both grievous and both very sinful, is because God actually set a different level of punishment for both. The punishment for adultery was the death penalty in the Bible. That's how grievous that sin was. Whereas that was not the punishment for someone who committed fornication. Okay? So when the Bible says, you know, except it be for the cause of fornication, what Jesus Christ was actually referring to is what people would consider to be the betrothal stage, the betrothal stage, excuse me, where you're engaged to someone and they commit that sexual act, they commit adultery, they commit fornication because they're not yet married, and you can write a bill of divorcement during that time. Okay. And that was often referred to as an annulment in the United States. And we actually have an example of that in the Bible where Mary was, you know, she was with child, Jesus Christ, of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that Joseph, being a just man, was minded to put her away privily. So he was going to put her away, and putting away in the Bible means to divorce, because they had not yet married. They had not yet consummated the marriage. They were in that betrothal stage. And so they had not yet consummated that marriage. Therefore, they were not necessarily legitimately married because of the fact that they had not consummated that marriage. So if someone commits that act prior to the consummation of the marriage, that would be considered fornication in the Bible. Okay? Not adultery. But if someone commits adultery, you know, they're married already, you know, it's years later, and they commit adultery, the Bible still doesn't say you should divorce that individual. Okay. The Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians, let me turn there. It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 and verse number 10, it says, unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. So here are the options when this takes place. Number one, okay, it says, don't leave. But if your wife or your husband departs from you, it says, let them depart. You know, sometimes it gets to a point where there's nothing else you can do, and they filed for divorce, and you're just at your wit's end, and, you know, they divorce you, and you can't do anything about it. Well, the Bible doesn't say that's right, but he says if they depart, let them depart. But here's the thing. It doesn't mean that you can go and remarry someone else, because that's actually considered adultery, according to Jesus Christ. If you marry someone who has been put away from their spouse, the Bible considers that adultery. So you're basically adding sin to sin, rebellion to sin. And it says here, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried. Or here's your second option. You can remain unmarried, or God says you can be reconciled to the spouse that put you away or that you're divorced with. Okay. And it says, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. And it says in verse 15, but if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases. And look what it says, but God hath called us to peace. So what God really wants is for you to just reconcile that relationship. So if you've been divorced Your two options are remain unmarried or be reconciled to your husband, to your spouse. Now, if you choose to go get remarried, that's considered adultery. But here's the thing. You're not in perpetual adultery if that takes place. It's still wrong. But it's not considered perpetual adultery. Like, you're just constantly, you're just this adulterous woman or this adulterous man because you remarried. It's sinful. It's wicked. And let's say you divorce that person or you get divorced from that relationship. You can no longer return to that first relationship, that first marriage. That would actually be sinful as well. So here's the goal is you just never get divorced, right? And obviously, we live in a world where that's not the case. People get divorced. There's issues in the marriage. And you know, one spouse just decides to depart. The Bible says, obviously, you don't have control over that person's volition. They do whatever they want. If they depart, let them depart. But you're supposed to remain unmarried or seek to reconcile that relationship because God has called us to peace.